The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
That's coming through this.
Nope, that's just...
There you go.
Okay, so I just have to reset it. I got to unplug it and plug it back in. Oh, I also just noticed I forgot to clean up little shavers.
Oh, I'm not shaved at all. I look like kind of a mess, actually.
I was in the shower. I was like... And then I didn't do my little cleanup here. And I'll probably forget and I'll stroll around all day tomorrow like this.
That's okay.
Like a bumbly old man.
I'm a hot mess, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like this week before the show, I'm just like a madman just trying to get everything taken care of.
Is everything recording?
Yeah, recording, checking. Yep. Uh-huh.
These are the times that we rush and
everything looks. Are you in focus?
A little square thing.
Focus. Good.
Yeah, I'm gonna same here. And I'm just doing it to myself too, because I'm trying to complete the patio before I leave.
Oh wow!
So today I went down. It's like a 35-minute drive to get sand paver fines for another. So I went. I had to get another ton of paver fines in the old OBS, and then put it in the backyard, unload it, and I'm just trying to lay them all out. And I got 5 rows left.
That's cool.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, mine is just like mine. I have a customer job that I'm trying to get done, and it's just a little. I don't know. It's a lot bigger than I had anticipated. Not bigger. I don't know what it is. Sometimes every once in a while I get these jobs.
Like, is it the no regrets job?
It is. And it's Monday morning after the Forbidden Fantasy show, so hopefully they got them.
Hopefully. Right? If not, who cares? Whatever.
Yeah, it is. It is that particular one. And I don't know. I'm sure it happens to you with what you do as well. Like, sometimes some jobs just go flying through and everything just fits, and then sometimes there's just, like, little hang-ups every step of the way. And it's not like...
I'm not... Now, hold on. Sorry.
Oh.
The road thing, just like, oh, I know what happened. I fucking unplugged it while it was recording, and luckily we didn't get too far into this, because I had it behind you, and usually I have it in front.
Okay, I can hear you. Is it still choppy?
I can hear you.
Is it choppy?
Nope, not choppy. Nope, not
right.
Choppy.
And we're recording. All right, let's
and
get
we're recording.
God damn it. Okay, let's just get back to you and...
Are you just going to throw in the camera audio and just...
I'm going to chop this up.
Okay,
wham, bam, bam, and then we're just going to get right back into it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Jobs that kind of got out of control, and nothing in particular that went wrong. Just little, I need to do this. Oh, I need to do this. Oh, and then it just gets out of control. But anyway, yeah. So I'm a little frazzled myself. You're a little frazzled. We're all a little frazzled.
Yeah, I got all of my video stuff done yesterday. What's today?
Monday? Today's Monday the 18th.
All right, so yesterday I got everything done. I have to edit one set of photos, but I have to wait. So I dropped my Titan off last week to get a bunch of work done to it.
Oh, okay. I was wondering why you said you use the OBS for stuff and not the Titan.
Well, I used the OBS to go get gravel. I didn't want to.
Oh,
it's just the Titan's got a nice paint job now. I don't want to mess it up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, but he called me today and he's like, the alignment shop was like, it probably is going to need upper control arms, tie rods. He's like, it doesn't need them now. He goes, but it's going to. And I was like, well, I have an extra set of all that stuff in the garage.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, don't even worry about it. We'll do it later. But now he's doing a bunch of other stuff. and but I'm not getting it back into, like, I needed it back today so I could leave in the morning to go to Pandas, or leave here, go pick up the trailer, go to Pandas, all these things I wanted to do tomorrow, so Wednesday I could just load the trailer and not have to worry about anything. So now I'm kind of, I have to figure out how to go to Pandas in the morning, pick my truck up, come back here, go back to the mechanic shop, go to pick up the big trailer, come back to here, unload it off the car trailer into the, it's just this, it's too much stuff.
Oh, you're putting the Tacoma in the enclosed?
Because I have so much stuff that I have to take up.
Yeah, for the club, for the show.
The club, my booth stuff.
Man, it sounds like me, because I'm in the same way. My truck is going to go to the mechanic tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
He's going to look over the bearing that we threw together at a show in the grass area, and he's going to fix my air conditioning and then just kind of do like a general, like, what's going on with it. So
yeah,
same here. But yeah, no, I like that. That's what happens to me too, is like, you know, I have this, like, I planned out, I say, okay, I can get this done on Monday, this done on Tuesday. And then I was like, well, now I have to take my kid to practice, and then, like, she has a meet on Wednesday, and it's like, yeah, that's like the same thing. It's just like all these little things just start adding up, and then you just run out of time.
When I put myself into this thing of this goal to have this patio done before I left, so that's just kind of my fault. I could have done it but when I got back, but I was like, no, I want to get it done.
Like just to get it done, or
yeah, just to, like, get, do you have, it's just this thing that I want to get it done. I don't want to just leave with it half done. It's just messing with me.
Yeah. The other thing that's messing with me right now is, like, as I'm getting through this one task, you know, focus, getting it done, making sure everything is going well, and in the not even in the back of my mind, like in the half part of my mind, is that a thing? Like, then I'm thinking, like, man, okay, so we're going to go to the show this weekend. We're going to get back next week. I have some things to do. And then before I know it, it's going to be time to go to Mini Nats, you know, or Havasu Meltdown, and then Mini Nats, you know, like, so I'm like, I'm doing the same thing. Like, I do it to myself. I stress myself out, you know?
What I'm trying to do is set myself up for when I get back from the show. Is what I'm trying to do, because I don't want
to,
like,
you don't have to worry about that. It'll be done. You can concentrate on getting ready for the next thing.
Exactly. So, like, if I had that, if that wasn't done, I would get back and I would want to finish it, and then it would just, like,
eat away more at your time.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just like, no, I need to get it done. But, and then I'm just thinking about, it's like, because I live so far away from everything. It's like, I have to plan everything out. Mm-hmm. So the mechanic shop is, you know, 40 minutes away. So if I go
but that's still on the west side.
That's still on the west side.
And it's still 40 minutes away.
Yeah. It's over by the, it's right across from Will Freeman's work.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's right. Arlo.
Yep.
Okay.
So yeah, I should have just waited. That's what I should have waited to do when I was back.
Was the Titan stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I needed to get mine done because of the air conditioning thing. Like, it was okay when we were on our trip. Like, it didn't, except for your frozen foot.
Did we tell anyone about that?
I don't think we told anybody about that, but that's pretty freaking funny.
By the way, did your mechanic agree to go under the dash and do it?
You know, funny enough, he's split. Cause, like, he said he'll do it. He's like, yeah, sure. No problem. We'll do it. He's all, but he's actually done them a few times before on different trucks, on different Titans. And sometimes he's like, you know what? It's actually easier to pop the dash.
Oh, that sucks. I'm like,
okay.
It sucks that he's going to, it sucks because he's popping the dash. And if you had the extra time, you could pop your cluster out and ship it to Texas and have it done real quick. While it's already out, but
it's in his hands, you know, like I guess it really doesn't matter how he gets it done until he gets it done. If he gets it, or as long as
did he say one way was more expensive than the other? Because popping the dash is a lot more time.
We didn't get to that part. Find out tomorrow. Yes. I'll let you know. Hey, look, the fact of the matter is I'm not going to climb under there and do it. So I'm sort of at the mercy to what he wants to do. I don't know. I will report back. Report back what happened. But anyway, so the your foot frozen
thing. Oh, yeah. So
you and I have two different temperatures we operate at when we're driving.
Yeah.
Mine is much colder than yours.
Well, you're always wearing pants, and you're usually like, get in the truck and start the trips with a hoodie on. I get in, I'm ready for the long haul. So I'm like shorts, Yeah. Usually flip flops. No hoodie.
No socks.
No, I have socks on.
Oh, so okay.
Yeah, yeah. But like no hoodie. You know, I'm just like I'm like ready to be comfortable. And then the sun is like baking. No, wait, how was it? I don't know what it was.
On the way out, it's baking the passenger seat. On the way back, it's baking the driver's seat.
So you were getting baked, and I was, you had the AC on. You kept turning the AC up. Well, it was stuck on defrost, so it's just blowing directly at my foot. And the cruise control doesn't work, so I can't, like, move my foot.
Yeah.
So I just, you kept turning it up, and I would turn it down, turn it up, turn it down. I'm like, could you buy a new truck with dual climate control, please?
Yeah, I know, right? So that's the thing. It's like right now, and that's what I'm getting fixed tomorrow. One of the things I'm getting fixed tomorrow is on our trucks, the blend door goes out.
Do you know there's two of them, changes right?
It. Yeah, well, there's an easy one and a hard one, yeah. And it's always the hard one that goes out.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so it was stuck. It's stuck, and I think we mentioned this before, because like on a previous episode or whatever, but it's stuck between defrost and out the front of the dash. So it's like in this weird middle
stage. Yeah, and if he's pulling the dash, you might as well have him replace both those. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to just replace one. They both go bad. I had to replace both of mine.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you see if the other one went bad?
I just bought one.
Why would you just buy one, man? Buy two. Get
I don't
both
know.
Of them. You're going to buy one. He's going to pull the dash completely out, and you're going to go to turn your temperature, and it's going to start clicking. Because one is the defrost and one is the temperature.
Oh. So the harder one is the defrost?
I have no idea which one's the harder one.
Oh, man.
See, that's the problem. You just need to buy, you need to get the other one, too.
Okay. I'm going to have to figure that out. Okay.
Yeah. Imagine if he pulled the dash out and replaced the one that was not broken.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I didn't think of that. Because I just assumed it was the harder one.
No, man. It's both of them.
Hmm. I wonder if I can find one by tomorrow.
Because
I ordered the one on Amazon.
Yeah, you might be able to find an overnight one.
Oh, man. Well, I might. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see what happens tomorrow. But anyway.
Anyways.
I'm just going to go buy a Tundra. I'm over it.
You're like, I'm not going to go spend another $20 on this part. I will go spend $53,000 on a truck.
Yeah, I know. I wonder, you know, no one's ever really asked what happened with the whole Tundra thing, because that was like a thing, you know, I was like bringing everybody in a few months
ago. That's because
like,
no one cares about you, your $60,000 new truck. Everyone's out there struggling, and you're just over here spending money on brand new trucks.
Well, I haven't yet, so, I mean, that's one part of it. I haven't yet. But, yeah. So, yeah, no, nothing is really, everything kind of just chilled out. I was, like, super hot on it a few months ago, and then, I don't know, just everything kind of chilled out, and here I am.
Those decisions are, they're good like that, though. Big decisions like that, like, some, if it doesn't line up, it doesn't line up. Like, it'll happen. It's not like Tundras are going away. And,
yeah.
And
yeah.
The incentives are starting to come back. You see all the incentives with the dealers now. I mean, imagine you bought that, and then now you're like,
I
could have gotten it 2.8%.
Fatal mistake. That was almost such a fatal mistake.
Because you're not going to be able to refinance for 2.8. You have to buy new for 2.8.
Right. Yeah. I kind of escaped that one pretty unscathed, but I don't know. We'll see.
No,
but
yeah. That was,
anyway.
Everything, what is the saying? Everything happens for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm, yeah. Everything happens for a reason, and maybe the truck will just blow up one day. I don't know. And that'll happen for a reason.
You know, when you get new truck, things, you have to do maintenance on that thing, too.
Yeah, but not as intense as
no. You just have to do
the maintenance that I have to
do. You just have to do it. If you would have done the stuff on the Titan over time,
yeah,
you wouldn't be in the situation you are now.
But what situation am I really in? I mean, I can't control the cats. Like, I could have replaced the cats early on, but you know,
blend
the dash thing,
blend doors.
Yeah, but those like it worked for a long time.
But there's this thing where like, if things work, you don't get upset. You know what I'm saying? If you reach for a knob and you turn a knob and the knob works, your brain goes to like onto the next thing in your life. If you turn a knob and it doesn't work, that adds to the things in your brain that are broken.
Yeah, that's true.
And then if you then all these things just start adding up. If you just start knocking them out, then when they happen, you just take care of it. Happens, take care of it.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Here I am.
Anyway. So you uploaded a video.
You uploaded a video.
I uploaded a video. We both uploaded videos. But yours isn't public yet. I
yours
noticed.
Not, no. It will be by the time this is out.
Oh, okay. Well, obviously. But wait. That's like a week. It's Monday. It's currently Monday. That's a week from now. Are you waiting another week or?
No, I'm just going to do it tomorrow, which is Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Tuesday.
So yeah, today's today's Monday, but the Monday previous to when this is up. So by the it'll be up a week by the time this podcast drops. And because I just knew that the podcast was going up. I knew your video was going up. Mm-hmm. So like.
Oh, I see. Just kind of space it
just
out
kind
a
of spacing it out a little bit. Yeah.
I was ready to upload mine last Friday, but I've made that mistake before where I uploaded it on like a Friday or Saturday.
Yeah.
And I realized like everybody's out doing stuff. No one's sitting around wanting to watch videos. So I waited till today and it's doing really well as well as like my channel capacity is. So
yeah, no, I saw that. It's already over 1,000 views.
Yeah, really good. I was really, really stoked about that. So I guess I made a good decision there.
I think that is key because even when we've dropped these podcast episodes on a Monday, that's a holiday. Mm-hmm. They haven't done well.
Oh yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
It's like
everybody's like
not as many people driving to work, and then they're just doing other things, and and Friday, Saturday, people just they're doing stuff. They want to watch YouTube videos when they're at work.
Yeah, a lot of people, so many people say like, oh yeah, great, I can't wait to watch it on lunch or something or on my break, you know. So yeah,
or
definitely
at home
definitely
after dinner,
at work
after dinner and stuff. Mm-hmm. Not everyone's like us that just consumes YouTube.
I know.
Freely
24 hours
in
a
the
day.
Morning, whenever,
whenever we're sitting there. But I watched your video. It was really cool. It made me definitely remiss going to that show. You know, I was already like, I was super bummed when you went and you were just showing me the few clips that you got that when you were down there. And I was like, oh, and then it flooded back with all that stuff. But it was really great. It was a really great video. The music was good because, you know, last episode we were talking about how you just decided to like, screw it, you're gonna use
it. Made
some,
the editing
whatever
go,
music you
it made the editing go by so much better. It was I wasn't
you could tell
wasn't fighting it. It was just fun. It was fun. I had music loud when I was editing it, like it was just it just flowed so much better and I got it done so much faster.
And it was great. It really captured the whole vibe of the location, you know, where it was, what was going on, the mix of trucks. Like that was probably my favorite part, was just showing like just how diverse that show could be with, you know, the static guys, the old school 90s mini guys, the you know, the new school guys or whatever. I thought it was great.
Yeah. And I asked Vic too. I was like, you going to do that again? Because now like going through the footage and editing the video, I'm just like, man, it was a lot of fun. It sucked because you weren't there. And I was just like, I was like, you going to do it again? He's like, yeah, we're going to lay it out different. I was like, well, make sure you count us in because.
Oh yeah,
you know, we're
gonna be there. We're
gonna 100% be there, and it made me want to get more B-roll.
You know, that one. If I don't want to say criticize because that's I don't want to do that. But if there was one thing that I was like, oh, I thought there would be more like B-roll, you know, of the city and the buildings and stuff like that, kind of like setting the scene. But I mean, I got it. It wasn't missing anything.
Yeah, I just needed like probably 10 shots of just some more of LA stuff. That was kind of that was my only thing while I was editing it. I was like, it would be during this break, during the middle of it or during the end of it, I could kind of do that. But
yeah, well, you would do it again this next year. I just want to be there. I just want to go experience it.
Yeah.
You know, there's this shop. I think we've talked about it before. It's called Vintage Japanese Motoring.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a little storefront kind of close to that area, more close to the 6th Street Bridge. And that whole area is just really cool. Mm-hmm. Like what it's developing into, which is like, you know, it's downtown LA, you know, back in the day, it probably was not that great, but it's turning into this like really boutique-ish, like that kind of vibe, like a boutique, like very art installation type, you know, feel.
Yeah.
But for automotive stuff, there's like a bunch of automotive people down there.
Yeah.
So I think that's cool. I think that the whole vibe changing in that part of downtown is pretty cool.
Yeah. And then your video was really cool. It brought me again. It just took me like right back to that and like, cause I was so caught up in everything that day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it just, I was kind of like refreshing to see how many people went and all that stuff. And then I was going to comment on the music side of that video. Do you like editing that style of video where it's not as polished? because you can, like, if you take your, that video style that you did, it's just people and just, there's kind of no rhyme or reason to it, right? There's like, mm-hmm. there's not these polished shots. It's just like filming whatever and people having fun and all that stuff. Cause you can, you can utilize that style of music that you did, that like rock and roll, punk rockish type of music, because there's no, like beats and beats and beats. It's just like, mm-hmm. it's just edit. You could just throw it together and edit it in any way. And it works really good.
Yeah, definitely. That is actually my favorite thing to do. Like when it's fast paced, when it's like not exactly how you described it. And it does, it actually goes a lot smoother for me. It actually, I get way more into it. The same thing, like how you were getting into the music that you were creating with, like even that, though that wasn't like any kind of like popular songs or songs on the radio, it was still like licensed music. It still had a great vibe to it. And the couple funny things about that video. Number one, Angie shot 90% of that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, cause I was either driving the 4Runner out there or, you know, one of Angie's favorite things to do is just take the vlog camera and walk around mm-hmm. and just like talk to people and like get people doing stuff. And, so since my back was messed up, I know people are so sick of hearing that, but that time and that moment was just a few weeks after, you know, the mini truck showcase. And I hadn't quite gone, and I hadn't seen the chiropractor yet, so I hadn't even started to begin to get on the path to being good again. So I was, you know, in pretty bad shape then. And you can, if you watch the show coverage portion of that, it's actually, in my opinion, it wasn't as good as like I can normally do because like I couldn't bend over far.
But that's what I was saying. It didn't need the show coverage part.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about this before mm-hmm. with your videos where you're like. Okay, so I started making show coverage videos. Mm-hmm. You're a vlog type videos mm-hmm. with show coverage mixed in.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I was wondering, is that style of video that you made on this one, it mm-hmm. seems to be more fun for you.
It is. If I can, and that's what my mindset gets in sometimes. Like, I need show coverage. Like, I need to put these.
But you don't. Like, that whole thing was conveyed with no show coverage.
Yeah.
Like, you really don't. I mean, obviously you're not going to have a bunch of the club at all these shows. So you need more show coverage than not, but like mm-hmm. there's still people that you can interact with and walk up to and get reactions and just get those snap smiling faces. Like,
mm-hmm. cause that's a lot of those, favorite part.
A lot of those shots, people weren't saying anything. They were just smiling.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? So if you just walk up to people and get those, that's kind of like what I like to do, is just walk up, tap someone on the shoulder, do whatever. And when they turn around, you get that natural reaction and then you cut it. You don't need anything else. You know what I mean? But like at Mini Nats, for example, there's going to be so many people standing around on the street, right. So many people driving. It's just like, it just seems like you have more fun when you edit those because it comes across as more fun.
Definitely. And you know, like I always say, my favorite things to show off is like, you know, the vehicles cruising and driving and then like moving and people and like how fun the atmosphere is. And yeah, I definitely find that way more interesting than the show coverage. Like the trucks are very interesting by themselves, but yeah, I feel like I don't need to like really dive into it like I normally do.
Yeah.
And using the upbeat music, using the rock, the punk kind of like sound, like that's my brain anyway. Like that video is actually like a really good, you know, conveying what like,
yeah,
what's happening in my mind all the time. It's that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And that, like that kind of music is what I use for that style of video too, because it just works. There's no rhyme or reason for it. And mm-hmm. you can find good, that style of music on Epidemic or on, like, they have good music for that. If I try to find any sort of beat or hip hop or electronic music or anything, it's garbage on there. So it's like, yeah. It's cause I want a variety of music and stuff. So it's like,
yeah. Well, and the beats to me, like get kind of repetitive, you know?
Oh, you can't, the beats on those websites, the licensed, they are atrociously annoying. Like,
yeah,
it is.
It's hard to find good ones. Sometimes you'll find good ones, but
every once in a while, but for a good minute, like a minute, but then it's just like, it makes me physically angry. To go to search the music.
Yeah.
Like, and like I'm going through, I'm like, I push play. and I skip to 5 seconds and I skip to a minute and then I go, nope. And then I do the same thing and I just go bam, 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 bam. And I'll go through 100 songs in just a couple of minutes. And like, it's just, it pisses me off. But then everything would change when I edited that video because I got to use this cool music that I liked.
Yeah. What's your next one that you're putting together?
I want to put some clips for Unfinished Business together for Chris. And there's a fly in here. And then Severed in the Southwest.
Oh, yeah.
And then it starts all over again with LST.
My LST video is going to be interesting for me because I just got done, you know, with the A Day to Remember video. And I feel really pumped about that. You know, it did help. It did help a lot that it was a lot of the club stuff. And no one's, not yet at least, because it's only been one day, you know, as of recording, the video's only been out for one day. So no one said anything. But it is an entire Forbidden Fantasy video.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, it doesn't, your videos, like, again, let's go back to this again.
Okay.
You're not a show coverage. You don't need to cover the show. You could make whatever Frank wants to make. This is the Custom Life vlog. This isn't the Custom Life show coverage blog. Maybe you see what I'm saying?
That,
like,
yeah, maybe you take that attitude towards everything.
Yeah, because you're just going out, like, if someone pays you to go cover a show, then that's totally fine. Then you make a show coverage video, but like, you need to make things you want to make, not what you think other people want you to make.
Did you notice in that video exactly how stoked I was the whole time?
Yeah. Okay. That's the thing. Like, I've seen your videos where you make show coverage videos and they just drag like, on. And I'm like, this was not fun for you. So if it's not fun for you, then it just reflects in everything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that video is doing well because it was a good video. Because you had fun putting it together.
Yeah. No, I did. I really did. And then, like, there's some, the clip going from, like, the show coverage into the limbo where I actually participated. Like, I kind of left that a little raw. Mm-hmm. I felt a little vulnerable in there because, like, I was, like, really stoked. And I was kind of, like, not making a little bit of sense. But I left it in there because I really wanted to, like, show off that, like, I am, like, super excited to be doing this thing, you know. Even though, because you know how kind of measured I am when I'm talking and I think about what I'm going to say. And sometimes I, like, do it over. But I left that, like, completely raw. And just because, I wanted to really convey exactly how excited I was to be doing that. And, that's the thing. Is like, I need to take that approach at everything. And whatever happens, happens, you know.
Yeah, you need to stop worrying
until that
about
one person. Yeah, until that one person says, "Hey, man, you know there are other things in the show, right?"
Yeah, and then you just go, "I don't care." Like, this isn't. That's the thing. Like, don't worry about that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or for worry, like you're always worried about what you think is gonna happen, or what you think someone's gonna say, or whatever, So just, it doesn't, like, there are no rules.
Yeah.
And you're filming all these things, like you're filming yourself doing what you like to do. That's the whole gist of it. If it gets too polished, it becomes less interesting.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
You know, like,
that's a really good point.
It's like, just tell the story of what's really happening, because we all, like, all the viewers, all these people are mostly truck guys. They know that not everything is always perfect. So it's like seeing the reality of everything is more entertaining than doing it over all the time is kind of what I'm saying.
I'm going to take that approach. You know, LST was an interesting one. It was my, you know, the first show of the year, and, you know, it was like shaking out everything and getting going. So I've looked over the footage a bit, but not really too much. So that's my next project that I'm going to start on. So, you know, I'll see what I'll be able to do with that. That one's going to be, I already decided before I was going to make that one, that it was going to be a very much about the trip and me going on this journey and stuff. So that will shine through a lot on the LST video. So we'll see where that one goes. I'm excited about that one. I'm very excited about all the pocket footage and stuff. And you know what I can do with that. The beginning, like, is my kid is like introducing the video. So that's pretty cool. Like, there's a few cool little things in there that I think will be interesting. So
no, that's cool.
But yeah, those are the videos. And so go watch them. If you haven't watched them yet, go watch them. My video about a Day to Remember, which was basically a Forbidden Fantasy video.
Yep.
Yours, the Mini Truck Revival video. I'm wearing my Mini Truck Revival shirt
also, you made the video of the third year. I didn't make a video there. And I made the video of the Mini Truck Showcase, and you did not. So it's
there you go. That's perfect.
It makes sense.
Yeah, makes balance. Yeah, perfect balance. Yeah, no, it was fun. Yeah, same with me. It took me back to the show. I watch that video smiling. You know, those are my favorite videos when I can watch them and smile and be happy, you know?
Yeah.
So that's definitely all those things.
Yeah, it definitely did that. And go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I don't know what I was going to say.
No, I was just going to say, and we're going to do it again this weekend with the show, the Forbidden Fantasy Show, hanging out with the club.
Are you going to film with the pocket and get a bunch of people and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to give it to Angie, and Angie's going to do that because, like I said, she's really good at it.
Yeah.
She's really good at it. I don't know because, like, you know, Angie's just fun to be around anyway, so her being fun and people having fun, like, it all kind of fits together and works.
Well, I always say that it always will shine through to the video because it doesn't feel forced. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. we've both made videos where it's been forced and we're like, whatever, just get it done and out. But like that video that I made was the first one that in a long time where I was like, well, actually, sorry. Dino's was actually a lot of fun too, because I did find some fun music for that. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm pretty excited to edit LST.
We got videos, we got work, we got shows. Like, what else? What else happened?
I don't know. But I do know. I don't know.
Hopefully everybody had a good time last weekend at the show.
I think they will. Like,
yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are excited about it. Back at the Avi, back, like, just relaxing, having fun.
There's lots of cool trucks. Of new paint jobs coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
there's cool. A lot of people coming with some really cool paint jobs.
That's
graphics
awesome.
And like all kinds of stuff. And then that's, I'm really excited that Lonnie and Radar are coming out.
Me too. Yeah, yeah. Me too. Totally. I'm really excited for them to check it out because they've never been to have they been to any Forbidden show before?
No, they've been to the Avi before.
Okay.
Radar has. He's been to one at the Paris Fairgrounds.
Okay.
Because he, you know, he made that West Coast Influence DVD.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So he was out. He filmed some of that at our show.
Oh, okay.
And then, but it's cool that they just get to. I'm excited for them because they, you know, they have the booth. So anytime they go to a show, they're running the booth, or they're kind of like us. You know what I mean? So they, like, now they get to come to this show, booth, and just hang out. Like,
yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
And then, what's that?
I know. I'm just excited for a lot of people who are getting ready to come to the show.
I'm really interested, and we'll talk about this after the show to see if what happens is there's 375 registrations. We're not taking any at the gate, so that should fill it up a little bit for the most part. I'm really interested to see what happens when the grass fills up, because at our show, we only allow painted cars on the grass.
Right.
What's going to happen when the painted cars are too much for the grass?
And then they spill out into the parking lot. Yeah.
So imagine being that guy that just painted your truck for the show to go on the grass, and you roll up and you got there Friday night, you got there early, you got all this stuff, you did everything like you think you're supposed to, and you rock up and they're like, we're out of room. You had to park over there on the asphalt, and we've already filled the asphalt up, so you're farther towards that back gate now.
Oh, man. Oh, like, wow. That, yeah, that
you
is
know what I'm saying? Like, that's that's where my brain's at. It's the only thing I'm worried about. Mm-hmm. Because if that happens, then we have to start selecting who's on the grass. And I don't want to do that. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of worked out because there are some clubs that have really nice painted trucks, and they park on the asphalt voluntarily because they're parking with their club,
yeah,
or vendors, you know, whatever. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see where that lands.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it worked out.
Or all the guys that flat painted their trucks real quick to try to park on the grass, they're going to have a bad time when they show up.
Oh, are there some people who did that?
And I'm like, I wonder if they're doing that to try to get on the grass.
Like, you flat painted, you mean just like a flat black or something?
Like a flat primer. Like just a primer. And like,
sir.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I can still smell the paint. Yeah.
Right on. Cool. Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm just like, just got to get through this week. But
what else is going on? I guess we got some questions.
Yeah, we got some questions to
round out.
We're
recording it. We're recording in the evening now too, so I'm watching it get darker behind
you. I know, you wanted the mood to change.
I know,
and I'm looking at my camera. It's changing. It's very It's very dark and mysterious over here right now. Usually it's bright because we're filming in the morning and it's like it's all the lights coming through my window. But yeah, it's very dark in here. It's very welcome to dropping in with Frank and Brian. Also, while you're doing what you're doing, welcome to episode 99.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to episode 99.
We should probably say that when I'm paying attention here.
Yeah, no problem. We'll circle back.
Sorry. I'm just trying to get to the drop. Instagram. There, my fucking phone is going crazy right now.
Your phone knows that this is another Off the Rails. Off the Rails part two.
Yeah.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Huh?
Our buddy Bacon had a couple of questions. So I wanted to get. Okay. So let's start again. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, I got to edit this. I'll edit it tonight.
Yeah, this one's going to be fun.
I'll edit it tonight. Yeah, okay, so start with the episode 99 thing.
So welcome to episode 99.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's insane. It's a really big thing that we haven't really like wrapped our head around yet.
Yeah.
So tune in next week to episode 100.
And we're going to do the drop theme song right now. Or drop it in. Ready?
Yeah, drop it in.
Drop it in.
Drop! And drop.
Drop it in.
Drop in.
Drop.
I dropped everything. I knew the drops would come.
Drop it!
Done.
All right. Welcome to Dropping In. The evening edition.
Yeah. And it's sorry that we're probably all over the place on this podcast because... my phone's blown up and it's just the week of the show and things are a little crazy. And
you have a lot of stuff. You have a lot of moving parts going on right now, you know, leading up because we're only 4 days away from the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a lot of moving parts going on right now. Maybe we should have waited to record this. I don't know.
I don't know.
Here we are.
Whatever.
It's okay. Hey man, thanks. Thank you for everybody who stuck around for 99 episodes.
Yeah. Well, the numbers are going up. So like more people are listening to this. It's really cool to hear.
That's awesome. And that is so cool.
Yeah. Chelsea's in
there. So thanks for sticking with us through the good ones. That we've had some really, really good ones.
Some really blurry ones, some really sound quality ones.
Some sound all over the place.
We'll talk about that on our episode 100.
On the next episode, we will really deep dive into the 100 episodes that we've done so far.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we got to
say. But for now,
welcome
to the madness. Yeah. Welcome to the insanity that is episode 99.
Hold on. You got to pull that rug out. Sorry.
Pull what rug out?
No, I'm talking to Chelsea.
She's rug?
Shut the door because I'm an annoying idiot. all right, so Bacon, our buddy Bacon. We can always count on him.
We can always count on Bacon for keeping this ship moving.
He said, when did the name of FFF change from Forbidden Fantasy Family change to Forbidden Fantasy Forever?
It never did.
No.
Those who know, I mean, don't be crude, but it's Forbidden fucking Fantasy.
Yeah.
That's what it stands for.
Yeah.
You know, it is that, and that's what it's always meant. But I've always said it always depends on who you're asked.
Yeah.
Who asks? Like, if it's your mom, you go like, oh, it's Forbidden Fantasy Family.
And if it's your mom, then I'm just like.
Yeah, no, it's always been Forbidden fucking Fantasy. We've just sort of like, it just sort of has become the second name of the club, the alternate, you know, it's just, to me, like FFF has, and Forbidden Fantasy are just the same thing. Like it's interchangeable. You know?
Yeah.
And then we told that story, a long time ago. I think, I don't know if Uncle Joey told it or we told it, but it stemmed from, you know, a house party thing way back in the day.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know when we talked about that, but
I don't know either. Mm-hmm. We didn't take notes on any of these podcasts, so
no. Mm-mm. So one episode we went into a deep dive on why it's FFF and when it started being FFF, and it's been FFF for as long as it's not been almost or longer.
And he wants to know what happened to the drop theme song by the Venomous Pinks.
Oh, that's gone. That never, one of those things that never came to fruition. It just,
one of those things that maybe later might, but right now, no.
Yeah.
You never know. I mean,
they're just like us. They got tons of stuff going on. They're about to go on tour again.
They're going to be at Havasu Meltdown and we could film the drop theme song there. We'll be just hand them, get their set list and and scratch out a song and put the drop theme song and then hand them lyrics.
Yeah. That I made up.
Yeah. Just say drop a bunch of times. Yeah.
So yeah, never sorry, Bacon never came to fruition.
Yeah, sorry, man. Sorry to let you down, but get used to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, since people have 99 episodes of being let down. I like to think that I've kind of helped people like find out about the Pinks and like get into their music and stuff. So, you know, hopefully people have heard them and liked them and started following them and maybe gone to a show. I know a couple of people who in the truck scene who like never really knew about them and then kind of like listening to us, listening to me talk about them, have gone to shows, you know, in other states and stuff. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I don't want to like say I did or anything, but I like to think I had a little hand of them being at Havasu Meltdown by me kind of introducing them.
I'm sure you
them.
Probably did. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to like seem pompous or like take credit or anything, but which I'm not, I can't take credit because Shane put all that together.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, I like to think that it all fits in this universe.
It all came from your very unhealthy fascination with them.
I mean, or let's pump the brakes on that.
Okay. Frankly, Aftermath Scully. Frankly, I would like to know this. How frank does Frank get when he's being quite frank?
Oh, man. Well, for those who really know me and have seen me, I mean, Frank the Tank has made some appearances here and there throughout the years. That's when I get a little rowdy. Everybody knows Frank the Tank is here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's pretty frank. Frank... being frank, I'm not very frank, to be honest with you, because I've spent a lot of these episodes saying like I don't want to step on anybody's toes or nothing. So like, you know, I haven't been too frank with everybody.
Yeah,
just a tiny frank.
Bunch of strange questions. Like, here you go. Uh-huh. Give one inspirational quote you believe in, why. I don't know if I have any, and that would be one that I have to like look up.
I am like really honestly that I don't vibe with that stuff. I don't vibe with the whole like hustle culture thing.
Well, I don't think this is a hustle quote. This is just he said inspirational quote.
No,
I mean I have
inspirational things.
Yeah, so that's exactly what he's asking.
Oh, okay.
He didn't say give one hustle quote. Oh. He just said inspirational quote.
One time we were driving around, what did we say? When you're hungry, eat.
Yeah.
You know? No, we're not doing that. I've talked about this before, and I always refer to it. It's like one. So, yeah, this is my inspirational thing that I go when I'm feeling like, you know, in a space where not being creative or like I feel like I'm just spinning my wheels sometimes. It's called The Gap. It's by this guy named Ira Glass. He's an author, and he really like likens it to like writing and creating in that kind of space, but it works for anything. You got to search it on Vimeo, because that's the only place that I remember that the actual video exists. So look up Ira Glass, The Gap. It's a short film, and it's really inspirational. It really drives, and I won't like bore everybody with the whole details of it. If you want to go check it out, go check it out. But it really makes you feel like that no matter what you're doing, you're never spinning your wheels. You're just, everything that you create, you get one step closer to where you want to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I refer to that one.
Yeah. I don't do motivational quotes much. I do motivational, like I watch things for motivation and like listen to music for motivation. I go watch old videos that got me into making videos. There's a guy named Matt Crane, and they used to have a thing called Wagon Works and a thing called AWOL, Air, Water, Land.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a couple videos they made of the Wörthersee out in Austria. And that stuff always just like, that's motivation to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think watching someone doing something versus watching someone just saying something, like, because motivational quotes are like, it's like a horoscope.
Right.
Like it's just all nonsense. Like it is what it is. Yeah. It's just like, you know, like if it works for you, that's totally fine, you know, but at the same time, they're just, they're just things.
That's exactly, you know, that's how I feel about hustle culture and all those motivational people in general. But you bring up a good point, and this is me not being very frank and being like, I don't want somebody anybody's toes. You're right. If that works for some people, then go for it.
You yeah, know? Whatever gets you yeah. to the next step of what you're trying to get, you know, whether it's music or a mm-hmm. song or lyrics or a motivational quote or whatever it is. What doesn't matter what it is. If it works for you, it works for you.
Yeah. A guy that I follow on Instagram, he's an illustrator, an artist, and he's done like band tees and like all sorts of stuff. Anyway, so he does like questions like that, like what motivates you? And, you know, you said something interesting. It's like, even for me, just hearing like someone say a phrase, you know, that I'm like, oh, I like that. And I'll like fixate on it and I'll like start thinking about it. And so inspiration is everywhere. You just got to find it. You just got to find it. And if it's some dude with a beard screaming into a mic, fixing his watch, like, then that's good. That works for you. Go for it.
Sitting in his car, letting you know how to live your life.
Yeah.
Our buddy, Kay Furring.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He said, where's Dwight? Some of these are pretty old.
Yeah.
yeah. Where's Dwight? And what do you guys think of the resurgence of graphics?
Oh, yeah. Dwight... Dwight lives in a space where he either like pops up and just comes from the ether and is, or he's not around. So like it can't be something that's turned on. It just has to.
Maybe we'll see Dwight after the Forbidden Show when things slow down a little bit.
Yeah,
and he'll come over and say what's up.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a lot of things to get out there too.
Yeah, and then the resurgence of graphics.
Oh man, I love it. The more graphics that I see, and which is so funny because I never considered myself a graphic person. And
same
only
here, yeah.
until like the last 2 years that I've really, one, understood graphics mm-hmm. because to me, they just sort of existed. They were just on yeah. trucks, you know? Yeah, that's cool. But it wasn't until like I've had a few people like break it down to me and explain like what's going on in these things. And then I have a bigger appreciation for them. And now I love yeah. them. I love them. I love yeah. seeing them, everybody doing them.
When we were doing painting Finnegan's truck and watching Matt and Daniel Smith and all those guys do like break it down of like the right way and the wrong way.
Yeah.
And then I started looking at vehicles, not to knock on anyone's vehicle, but they have to be done in a certain way or they just, they don't make any sense.
Yeah. No, I'm in the same way.
And so yeah, I really like it. I really like that a lot of people are out there doing it too. Like even Danny in our club is just busting out so much cool stuff. Just to watch him start from where he was and then to now, you know.
And Danny in particular is interesting too because his full size is a good kind of thing to look at too. Because like his full size was done all in graphics, and you know everybody doing their own graphics and stuff. Then he turned around and sanded it all off and flamed the entire truck and it looks so freaking cool.
Yeah. You
know? So it's like an interesting thing that you don't, as much as like all the patterns, you know, mean something and like everything means something, to just totally do something else and do flames all over it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, oh no, I like it. I dig it. Totally dig it.
Yep. And then we've got our buddy Rich from Canada, our 14th favorite Canadian.
Well, 15th in mine, but no. Oh,
okay. Did he get bumped?
Yeah. What's that guy's name? See, now it's not going to be as funny. I was going to say, well, yeah, you know, he's just behind the Prime Minister of Canada.
Oh God. You know, you're going to trigger everyone up there.
I know, right? They're all like
political rant on Facebook.
Yeah, no. Just kidding. Sorry guys. Everything I do is purely like for funny. And I thought that'd be funny. But anyway, yeah. Rich, our 27th favorite Canadian.
He's getting bumped left and right. He said, here's a question, which will help me moving forward, meaning Rich.
Uh-huh.
As a consumer, us, mm-hmm. if you were to have a full build done or even a full chassis, would you prefer to progress pay the shop doing the work or finance it?
Oh, I don't know. That's more in your world. Like you're very in tune with that whole world of like builds and what do you call them? Escrows and stuff like that. What is it?
I call them that. Yeah. Just because some of the shops that I do videos for and stuff, they're doing, you know, big, mm-hmm. big money builds. So I see how they do it and it really works very well.
Mm-hmm.
But as a consumer, I don't know if he's planning to like finance big builds, I think that's a really good idea because someone could finance their build.
Yeah.
And if they can afford to do it, then that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with it necessarily. And I think whatever works for people to do it, you know?
Yeah. But how do you know like that you would have to know how much the build was going to cost up front, I guess, if you were going to finance
it. Yeah. And that's always kind of an interesting thing too, because everything is so unique. Like,
I don't know. It would be good for the buy. It would be good for Rich because he would get paid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't have to worry about certain things. He could, I don't know. Progress pay. That's what I like. I always like doing that. You know, you just like, they do work. Mm-hmm. You tell, you know, they give you what you owe for the week of the work, and then it just
that makes
keeps
a lot of
on
sense.
Moving on.
Yeah, that works for both parties too, because then the builder won't, like, I think a lot of the time, you know, in the past, people would be like, well, how much is it to bag this thing? You know, yeah. And then everybody was trying to put a price to it when, you know, it doesn't work like that, you know?
Yeah.
So I like that too. I like that. Like, you know, oh, look, we did the front. This is how much it cost. And like, here you go, you know?
Well, I mean, so shop rates are anywhere from $120 to $160 an hour. Mm-hmm. And if you got one or two guys working on your truck for a week, whatever they knocked out in that week, your bill's going to be whatever, mm-hmm. you know? And then, so if you drop a truck off at a shop, you give them some money. And that becomes your account, you know, say you give them 10 grand when they get close to that dwindling, that 10 grand out, then they call you and be like, you need to put more money in your account so we can keep working on it. And then each week you get a detailed invoice of, we put 30 hours in your bed. We put 50 hours doing your motor, you know, however it is.
Yeah. That would help.
It's really the only way to survive as a shop.
Right. No, that's what I was going to say. That really benefits not only does it benefit the person building it because they can budget correctly, but it also helps the shop going. Because how many times and I'm not talking about any particular shop in particular, but like that happens a lot. They're like, how much is it to do it? And you're like, okay. So they give them, you know, whatever they ask, and then that money quickly runs out. So the project gets put aside, and then it just snowballs into this whole thing where then shops get bad names and builders get bad names and people get upset. So like that really kind of like takes out that a lot of that.
Yeah. And if you bring someone a truck and you're like, how much to bag this truck? It's like, you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know how much, depending on the truck, say it's a C10, you know how much the chassis costs, mm-hmm. but you don't know how much work it's going to be to put that particular truck on that chassis.
Right.
Like there's so many variables. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I think either way is fine. Mm-hmm. Financing would be interesting.
But question for financing would be is like say you just walk into a bank or something, like how do you explain that to them? Because like the bank, you know, the bank wants to,
you just get a personal loan.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Like for my truck was just like my experience from building my truck was just a lot of the old, not old way, but the first way we're talking about it, where they're like, okay, it's going to cost us months. And then I said, okay. And then I just gave them the money and then it got done, which I know is kind of, I guess kind of rare sometimes, you know, cause that doesn't, it doesn't work out more times than it works out, you know?
Yeah.
So I've actually have said this before and I don't know, but like, I'm kind of like not lucky, but it's interesting how everything has always kind of worked out and got done for me. You know what I mean? So I don't know why it just did.
Yeah. That's all the questions we have.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Oh man. We need some more questions.
Yeah. Ask us some more questions. Cause we'll just bank them. We might not answer them.
Yeah. We might have to go through some old ones or whatever, but yeah, it just kind of keeps the gears moving.
Yeah, it does.
But yeah. So,
So what is your plans for the rest of the week? It's Monday now. What are you doing tomorrow? Just finishing up those shirts? Just
finish printing. Like I said, it's a large stack of shirts. It's not complicated, but there's it's a lot to get one done, you know? There's lots of colors, lots of registration, making sure the registration doesn't fall out, like lots of little things.
Oh, check this out. I think that's going to be changed up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
By the time the final, but
oh yeah, oh I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh That's, oh my gosh, that's cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, Brian, right now Brian is showing me the alternate art for this weekend for the Fruit Bin Fantasy Show.
Yeah, the first version of it. So I got to see what he does for the final.
I like it. That's cool.
For the final version, but like...
But that's the gist of it, basically.
Doesn't that open up ideas for you for shirts?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You're like, I literally went out to my garage and shot a picture of my rim and my fender and like turn like that could be, I mean, that could just be anything.
Yeah.
That could be.
Yeah. There's really no indication that that is. I mean, yeah, if you, I mean, I know it's the Forerunner, but.
Yeah. But you could just imagine that as a custom life shirt.
Yeah. Oh no, for sure. Just have them change the top like, for me real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
And the bottom.
But I'm just saying, just like, we always think of like full trucks on, on things.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see,
see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, like it could be anything.
Right.
It doesn't have to be a full, like 3/4 view, back, front, like whatever. Like we could make
it could be half a bed. It could just be like the half a bed and a taillight, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It could be the back wheel with sparks coming out of the back wheel. Like it could just be anything.
Yeah. No. Yeah, you're definitely right. Okay, I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, you want to wrap it up? We don't know exactly. We got to you got to edit this one out. There's some little stops.
Yeah.
This might be a 45-minute video. I don't know.
Have we ever probably be about under an hour? I don't know. Should we keep blabbing on for to make it an hour?
I don't know. What else are we going to talk about?
I don't know.
Well,
did you
talk
see
about
Shohei Ohtani get struck out twice in the game the other day?
I did. I did. Yeah, no, well, yeah, baseball, I'm excited for that. That's cool.
Especially, me too.
Yeah. I was there last weekend.
I'm not excited because the Cubs are, they usually play the Diamondbacks here in Arizona at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're playing them in April, the week of
mini-nats. Oh, that's a bummer.
Like, that's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Like, we can go to a game if you want to while you're out here, but I think that we're going to leave Monday morning. I think that's
weird. Yeah, that's the plan. So, yeah, that's going to be... That's going to be interesting for me. The back to the baseball thing. I was there last weekend. It was really cool. My kid participated in the
5K. That was really cool.
It was amazing, man. You know, I could like gush a little bit about it, but like, you know, my kid, she's on the high school swim team. She swims. She goes to practice every day, 5 days a week for 2.5 hours. She does a meet every week. And then she signed up for this 5K and like, you know, did it with no problem. Like it was awesome. It was really, really cool.
Yeah.
And it was at Dodger Stadium. Like that was really awesome. You know, like to have that in the back.
So did it just start at Dodger Stadium or started and end there?
Yeah. So the actual parking lot, the Dodgers don't own. Like, I don't know if you know a guy, who a guy named McCourt is. I don't know his first name. So yeah. So he used to own the Dodgers back in like the mid 2000s from like the late 90s till the like midish late 2000s.
Yeah.
And so he owned the parking lot too. So the McCourt Foundation actually still owns the parking lot. So when you go park at the stadium, you're not giving Dodgers any money. You're giving this guy McCourt money. Anyway, so they put together the whole race. And yeah, it starts kind of just like on just outside this, the stadium in the front parking lot. And then they run down through this place called Elysian Park. And around it's 5K. She did really good.
Is it Elysian Park or Elysian Park?
Oh. What I say? Elysian?
You said Elysian. I've always said Elysian.
Elysian? I don't know. The park by Dodger Stadium. But it was really cool. And then she raised money. Like the whole thing about it is Angie's sister is very involved with St. Monica's Catholic Church down in Santa Monica. And so they raised money for this place called Dandora, Kenya, which is... I'm just filling time here. So,
so no, it's all interesting.
Yeah. So, so it's a charity, basically in this part of Kenya in Africa, you know, a lot of people are stricken with AIDS and stuff. And so they need food for their medicine to work. So they raise money to purchase them food so they can take their medicine and be healthy. And, you know, so I've actually been involved with it for a really long time. I make their team shirts every single year at the beginning of the year for the marathon. And Angie did a half marathon a few years ago. She participated. There's actually a video floating around that you can go watch that I made of that. It was pretty cool. And then now my kid is old enough. Now she's participating. She's raising money. You know, I think it's cool because it gives her a more understanding about, you know, philanthropy and everything like that. So the whole thing was really cool. Really.
That's cool.
Interesting.
I've been thinking about doing something at the booth for, there's an organization here in Arizona called Cloud Cover Streets. I've shared a couple of their things
Sounds familiar.
Here and there, but they like, They have a, he has shower trucks.
Oh.
And so he's in downtown with, so he can, and he gets people to volunteer, like a hairstylist to come down and give people haircuts. And every Christmas he does this thing with Nike where he buys everyone all these new shoes. And I think he did 200 pairs of shoes last year or something like that, giving people new shoes. And he's got an Amazon thing where you can go on and like buy socks and things like things that homeless people need that you don't think that they ever, yeah, like, you know, it's like money or food. It's like, mm-hmm, no, man, imagine like a fresh pair of socks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like one of the best feelings in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like, I was thinking, I was like, oh, I should have like something at the booth where for every shirt sale or something or something, or like make some stickers and then put that, put a bucket there and then take that and then buy,
yeah,
do
man,
this thing for this guy. Cause it seems like they're doing pretty good. They do it here and in Texas, I think Austin or something like that.
That's cool. Yeah. All that stuff is important. As much as we go out and try to build these brands and fulfill our own, you know, wants and needs, there's other people who need it too. So,
yeah. Yeah. And cool charities too. Like that one, I just like it because like giving someone a haircut and fresh clothes, mm-hmm, is like, that can mean a job or not a job.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you know, for sure.
So, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, enough of that.
Yeah, that was the end of the second off the rails episode.
We might have just got over an hour there because mine's at an hour and two, and I didn't record the first 2 minutes of this or so.
We took a couple little breaks here and there, but they were only a couple minutes here and there. So
yeah,
I think so it'll work.
Another
out
off the rails episode next. The one after this, we will have a better.
We're going to talk about our 100th episode. We're going to talk about, yep, the show. Yep. It's going to be a good one. I think that's going to be a really good
one. So this is episode 99. So our 100th episode will be our 100th episode and the Forbidden Show recap.
Yeah. Yeah. So tune in next
that's
week.
Cool.
Until then, livelifecustom.com, grinder-tv.com. We're giving away some ViAir 444s.
And I have some cheap shirts on my website.
I saw that. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
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 The cheapest one is $12.50 shipped, huh?
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah.
That's a deal.
That's basically free.
Yeah, that's basically free.
I just want them gone.
Yeah.
That's the smalls and mediums. That goes up to $15 after that. But like, mm-hmm, yeah, that's shipped. So I'm making no money on those.
Yeah.
But I just want them. I need them gone. And so I can get new ones.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. All right. Well, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Later.